I trust that God will just open our hearts and our minds as we listen to His word.
我相信当我们听主的话语的时候，神会打开我们的心，打开我们的眼。
Now there were two things that we were born with.
我们生下来的时候就拥有两样东西。
Today they would say we were hardwired by.
我们今天的用今天的话说呢，我们可能生下来的时候就已经有这个硬件配置的好了。
And those two things have been very supreme down to the time until evolution and human and the, you know what I mean? Human, what do you call it?Somebody give it to me. Human what? Humanities, in other words, when we've got to the place where man is God. That shows I'm getting old. And that was man always realized there was something greater than himself.
我们这两样事情其中的一件就是人总是意识到他有一样有总有比他大比他更伟大的东西。
And they always had that.Desire or drawing that there's something after this life.
而且第二件事情就是人在心里总有一个渴望，他想知道在这次的生命之后还有些什么。
Sometimes those two things consumed a civilization.
有时候这对这两样事情的渴望，甚至让一个文明都毁坏了。
From far back as they find things, they see where man was holding something as greater than himself.
从远古时代，人们就在心里头总觉得说有一样力量是比它更大的。
It's only today with humanism. That's the word I wanted. With humanism and evolution, that man has been consumed with the thought that we are God.
但是我们现在的这些人文主义，还有我们学到的进化论之类的，就告诉我们在今天的人会觉得我是最大的，谁都我的力量最大，什么都可以做。
We're the ones that determine our destiny.
我们可以决定自己的命运。
But that has just been a very new idea.
但是这种想法实际上是比较新的一个想法。
The older I get, and I am getting that way, the older I get, the more I begin to think about heaven.
我的年纪越长越大，我就越发的对天国有一些渴慕。
Couple of months ago, maybe 3 months ago, I started studying on heaven.
大概三个月之前，我开始就是做一些对于天国的一些研究。
I began to read about it.
我读了很多这方面的材料。
I began to think about it.
而且我也想了很多关于天国的事。
And then I started getting so excited.
然后我就开始觉得非常兴奋。
I saw an ad this week. If they can put it on the, can you put it up for me, Yei or whoever's back there?
Yeah, 今天早上我看到一个广告。
Saw an ad the other day, and I want you to read it. I want you to look at it, those of you, of course, with English.
我们一起来看看这个广告写了些什么。
Free, a beautiful homes to be given away in perfect city. In a perfect city.
这个广告是说，在一个完美的城市里头，你会得到一个免费的，而且最美的一个豪宅。
Now it comes with.
但是它的条件是。
100% pure water is free.
他说这个房子你会得到的是什么呢？你的水是100%的纯净水。
No light bills.
而且也没有水费，也不用付水费，也不用付电费。
A permit pavement that doesn't have to be dug up.
你们家门口的那个 driveway, 那个车道都是已经铺好了。
Perpetual light never goes out.
你路边的这些小灯啊都给你装好了，从来都不
会灭掉。Everything new.
每一样都是新的。
Perfect climate.
天气也是完美的。
Nothing undesirable there.
你不喜欢的任何东西都不存在。
Immune from accidents.
而且你不会有任何的事故发生。
Beautiful music.
你每天都会听到美妙的音乐。
Free transportation.
你去坐车啊，去出门都是免
费的。No taxes.
也没有税，不用付税。
No upkeep.
而且你也不需要去在屋子里做一些维护的工作。
So they said, secure a contract today. Would you like to have one?
说今天就赶快签下你的合同吧。你想要这样一个豪宅吗？
And we see that's heaven.
这就是天国。
That's heaven.
这就是我妈咪说这就是天国。
These are only a few things that the word of God sort of implicates to us, and some says very plainly.
这些就是在神在给我们描述天国的一些情形，有些可能就是有点类似于这样的。
Now, there's one thing about God is He wrote and He gave to His prophets the words of truth.
神会给他的先知们用有真理真言，让他们说出给他们会赐下他们的话语，就讲出真理来。
He never gave it to us in essays.
In essays?
God never gave it to us in an essay when He was writing the Word of God, giving the Word.
神在写下他的话语的时候，他不是就是很普通的就给我们，他是通过先知来说这些话。
He didn't take a subject and write all these pages about the subject.
他不会提到一个问题，然后写很长很长的一段散文来解释这是怎么回事。
God had a wonderful way.
神有他奇妙的一些做法
of keeping us on our toes.
我们总是就会要仔细去聆听。
So what he did from the very beginning, he began to say, "I'm going to give you a son."
所以在起初的时候，神说我会给你们一个爱神的爱子。
He showed them that I killed this beast to cover the impureness for you.
他说我
nakedness.
他说我会让他献祭来遮盖你们的。你们当时裸露的身体。
And then little by little, from one prophet, he talked about Jesus.
然后这些
from another prophet,
先知们就一个一个的来讲到耶稣。
And in this time, he also talked about an end time.
他也特别讲到说一切的末了。
He talked about some of the beauties of the end time.
这些先知们也讲到末了。
What he had prepared for man.
他为人所预备的是什么？
When Jesus came, it seemed to come out a little more by his life and his death about what God has prepared.
耶稣在世上的时候，他把神所预备的已经给我们彰显出了一些。
And one day on the Lord's day,
有一天在主日的时候，
John, who was in the Spirit of God,
约翰，他当时有神的灵在他身上。
God revealed to him far more about what he had for us.
神给约翰看到的就是启示录中记录的。要比我们普通人所看到的多得多。
So if it's a problem for us to think about heaven, it's because you just don't know God's word.
如果我们天国对我们来讲是个很模糊的概念，是因为我们的
确还不了解神的话语。You just not been able to pick out the things that God has showed us.
我们就无法从神在圣经之中说到的一些地方，能够体会什么样的是天国。
Now all of those things are wonderful to think about.
关于天国的事情要想起来真的是很奇妙。
And what those things give us is hope.
但是这一切给我们的就是一个盼望。
Have you ever been in depression?
你曾经有很严重的忧郁吗？
When you're in depression, all hope is gone.
当你在严重忧郁的情形下，你就觉得是没有盼望。
You feel like everything's pulled out from under you.
你会觉得你脚底下什么都没有，空空的。
You go through a lot of agony.
而且你在痛苦之中，你会常常会觉得在痛苦之中。
Your hope is gone.
因为你没有盼望。
Hope is what keeps us going.
我们的盼望就是让我们能够去过每天的生活的动力。
In Colossians 1, verses 3 through 6, she will read them to you, and if you'll put them up for us, son.
哥罗西书第一章第三到六节，这是我们今天的主要的经文。我们大家一起读哥罗西书第一章。第三节到第六节，好，大家翻到在我们的周报上也有，大家一起来。我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父常常为你们祷告，因听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心，是为那给你们存在天上的盼望。这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理的道上所听见的，这福音传到你们那里也传到普天之下，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间，自从你们听见福音，真知道神恩惠的日子一样。
Now we would say we always give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you.
我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父常常。
Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus.
因听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心。
And of the love that you have for all the saints.
并向众圣徒的爱心
，because of the hope laid up for you in heaven，
是为那给你们存在天上的盼望。
You see, heaven really is our hope.
所以我们看到这天上这天国就是我们的盼望。
It's more than just a hope for the future.
这不只是对未来的一个盼望。
It is the heart of the plan of God.
这是神的计划的一个核心。
For all creation.
对所有神所造的一切物来说，神的计划的。
And that hope, throughout the ages, has been transferred to man.
一代一代以来，这个盼望就被根植在人的心中。
That's why we see what we see in the past of the people who lived. The hope for something beyond this life.
我们看到人总是心里头明白，就在我们在这个生命结束之后，总有一些别的什么东西。
Because of sin, life hasn't always been beautiful.
因为我们的罪孽，有常常我们觉得人生并不完美。
It's not always been great.
也常常我们会觉得不满足。
It's been nights you cry yourself to sleep, maybe.
也许有的时候你就在哭泣之中。
Sometimes you may wonder what it's all about.
有时候你会在想这一切都是为了什么呀？
But you see, he's saying beyond that, in our heart is that longing for something better.
我们在心目中都会有一种渴慕，我们想要有更好的东西。
So we see then that he tells us, "I've gone to prepare a place for you."
我们知道耶稣跟我们说，他会去预备一个地方。
That where I am, you will be also.
耶稣说，我在哪里，我在什么地方，你们也必然在那里。
That's not pretty poetry.
这可不是只是写了几句漂亮的诗来骗你们。
That's true.
这是真实的事情，这是真理。
Because of our humanism and evolution,
由于这个人文主义和这些进化论的影响
，we are raising generation after generation of something that has lost hope.
我们所一代一代新成长起来的这些人，常常已经是失去了盼望。
Our young people today.They have very little hope of the future. They think of the wars and the terrible depressions and the money that's not there and all that. Our young people, many of them live very heavy.
我们今天的年轻人常常是带着沉重的心在生活，他们对于未来没有什么盼望。
That's why they have drowned it in pleasure.
那就是为什么他们总是在寻求享乐。
This is a pleasure-crazed age.
因为这个时代就是在寻求享乐的时代。
It's everything we want to do. It's pleasure.
我们想做的就是天天享福，享乐就好了。
Why is that? Because we're not satisfied.
为什么呢？因为我们心里不满足。
Ravi Zachariah went to one of the universities, and he said they asked them the question. They polled the question.
一个著名的牧者 Ravi Zachariah, 他有一次去一个大学讲道。
What do you want more than anything?
人家他就有人就问一个问题说你需要你想超越一切的你最想渴慕
Do you know what the one that came up the most?
然后大家的答案最普遍的一个答案是
To be told the truth.
知道真理
We live humanism where we put gods of ourselves. Evolution where we made ourselves come from the animals has brought us down because of its lack of morality.To the place that we have no confidence in anything.
我们这些人文主义、人本主义把人置于神的位置，而且进化论认为我们是从大猩猩、从猴子变来的。所以在这种情形下，教育出来的年轻人，他对于未来就没有什么希望。他就
God knew that.
但是神知道。
So he put in man a hope for something better.
他在人心里放入这个渴慕，让我们希望、盼望得到更好。
And then from the Word of God, He tells us what that something better is.
在神的话语中，他也告诉我们，那我们所盼望的更好的东西是什么。
We have to think about this because we all are going to die unless Jesus comes.
我们必须要想想这个问题，因为我们都会死去，除非是耶稣再来，让我们能够复活。
I thank God for how He wired us until we sort of death seems so far away.
我也感谢主，他让我们在心里头总是觉得好像死亡离我们很远。
We live only for today.
我们只是为今天而活。
But it is going to come.
但是总有那么一天的。
So this is something that we have to wrestle with in our own hearts.
所以在我们心里，我们总是要有这个征战。
Do we believe it?
我们相信他的话吗
？Is it a reality?
天国是不是真的
？Is it really what God is going to do?
那是神就会真的会这么做吗
？And in His Word, He answers all of those things.
在神的话语之中，他把这些答案都已经给我们了。
I guess one of the things that we think about, mostly when our loved ones die, we think, what happens?
当我们所爱的人去世的时候，我们都会在问自己，到底发生了什么事
？You see, when our loved ones die, and we eventually loss of our own lives.We want to know what happens after that.
我们失去亲爱的人，或者我们失去自己的生命的时候，我们都会问自己。
What happens at death?
人死了以后会发生什么呢？
Well, now, as the word of God is, it's like it opens just a little phrase, just a little thing. And there we can, if we grasp it and let the Spirit work in our heart, we can begin to see.
神的话语能够打开一个小小小窗，让我们能够开始思考，开始看到。
There are many theologians that may argue this, but Paul said,
很多神学家可能有不同的意见，但是保罗说
we fall asleep.
保罗说我们睡了。
I was by my mother's side when she died.
妈咪母亲去世的时候，妈咪就在旁边。
I never thought for one moment that she was going to die.
我根本就没有想到她会去世。
She had fallen, but she was talking to me.
妈咪的身说她母亲的身体那
时候是不太好的。Just as normal as she always does.
但是她说话好像都很正常，就跟她过去一样。
The ambulance had come.
而且救护车也来了。
And I walked, when they got ready to put her on the gurney, I went over and knelt there at the top, was at the top of the gurney with her, looking down, talking to her.
但妈咪的母亲被抬到救护车上，妈咪就在她的担架前面跪下来。
And she looked up at me and she said, I'm going to die.
她看看我，她说我要死了。
I said, Oh no, mother, you're not going to die.
妈咪说，妈妈你不会死的。
The next moment, her eyes rolled back, her tongue twisted, and she was asleep.
然后在下一刻，就一切
just like she went to sleep.
她就好像睡着了一样，就这样就过去了。
You see, when we die, we fall asleep.
当我们去世，我们死的时候，我们会觉得好像睡着了一样。
And so we wonder then, just what happens after that?
我们就在想，那之后又怎么样呢？又有些什么事儿呢？
We wonder to ourselves, with our loved ones, have we lost them forever?
我们就问自己，我们那些所爱的人去世以后，我们是不是就永远在已经丢失失去他们了？
And we like to talk them into heaven.
我也很想跟他们。
I have never been to a funeral that the person didn't go to heaven. Usually,
我们很想
maybe a few.
我们很希望说我们所爱的人都在天堂。而且妈咪开玩笑，这个是有点开玩笑的意思。她说她觉得所有的葬礼上，所有的人都在天堂里面。
So we like to think of our loved ones in a better place.
我们很希望心里有这样的盼望，我们所爱的人是去了一个更好的地方。
And there are those that we'll see them again, but lots of them say, I don't know if I'll ever see them again.
有的时候我们说我们会
I don't know.
我们会再看到他们，但也有人觉得我不确信是不是还能再见到他们。
Life after death as we fall asleep.
我们的生命失去生命之后，是不是就睡着了？
Paul tells us that.
保罗是这么说的。
And Paul tells us something else.
然后保罗也告诉我们别的一些事情。
To be in the body, he's here, but when he dies, he's going to be with Jesus.
他说我们的身体是在这儿，但是死去以后，我们的灵是要跟耶稣在一起。
Now you say, Paul, how are you so certain?
我们会问保罗，你怎么这么确信呢？
I'm sure the Holy Spirit was showing him, but beyond that,
我相信圣灵是这样告诉他。
Paul had something that happened in his life.
但是不止如此，因为保罗的生命中发生了一些事情。
He said about 14 years ago, I know a man that wasn't in. I was in the third heaven.
保罗说，在十四年前，我认识一个人，他曾经进到第三重的天国。
And that man saw these things.
那个人看到了一切。
And that man was told not to tell it.
那个人他神告诉他不要告诉任何人。
Now that must have been awful hard for Paul.
对保罗来说这太难了吧。
Paul was a talker and he was a writer.
保罗是喜欢说的一个人。
And here now God's telling, close, no, you're not to talk about.
但是神告诉他说你这些事情不要跟别人说。
So I sort of feel like I feel a little confident when Paul says, when I die, I wake up to be with Christ.
所以妈咪说我心里头就所以觉得很舒服，因为保罗这样说，我相信。等我醒来，死去以后还会跟神一起醒来。
And then beyond that,
但是超越这一切的
，It was Jesus,
是耶稣。
That when this thief over here was dying, he said, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom."
耶稣被钉十字架的时候，旁边他有两个贼，我们知道那两个强盗，其中一个说：“主啊，你德国降临的时候，请你纪念我。
”What did Jesus say?
耶稣说什么呢
？Today you will be with me in
耶稣说：“今天你就和我同在乐园里了。”
Isn't that wonderful to think about?
这样想一想，是不是很奇妙？
When I close my eyes here, I will open them to something I could never begin to tell you about.
我今天在这里，这个世界我闭上眼睛，但是在另外一个世界，我所看到的是更美好的东西。
And we see it is You say, is that the heaven that Revelation talks about? No.
这就是启示录中提到的这个天国吗？不是。
Jesus called it paradise.
The one in the Revelation?
No. When Jesus talked about it, Jesus talked about paradise.
耶稣说到的是乐园。
Paradise means garden.
乐园呢，就是一个美丽的花园。
Now, don't ask me. Jesus is the one. God is the one who did all of this in His thinking, and this is what He wanted. But there seems to be an intermediate place for God's children.
看起来好像就是好像神为我们他的子孩儿女们预备的就是这样一个地方。
Now, why do you say that, Sister Schwartz?
你说你妈咪你怎么知道
？Because God in Revelation tells us. This earth shall pass away, all of it. And there'll be a new heaven and a new earth.
他说地上的一切都会消失，但是会有一个新天新地。
I don't think we're probably on the new earth.
我想我们现在可能不是在这个新天新地里吧。
And he said, "You're going to be with me."
他说你会跟我同在。
Now where is Jesus?
耶稣在哪里呢？
The Word of God tells us he's on the right hand throne of God.
神的话语说他坐在全能神的右边。
Remember in Revelation it talks about the martyrs.
记得吗？在这个启示录中，他也提到为神寻道的这些人。
And the martyrs who spoke to God.
这些寻为主寻
道的人。And said, "Why, when, O Lord, when are we going to be avenged?"
什么时候我们才能够得我们的冤屈才能够得伸呢
？God said, "When that last one, when that time is over, just rest a little more."
神说：“你们再休息一下，等到直到最后的一些事情都解决。”
So we see there seems to be in God's word the inclination that there is some not purgatory. Now purgatory is a place where you go when you have still evil in your life. But we realize that God doesn't give a second chance for evil. For after death comes the judgment.
因为人神给人的不会给你第二次机会，你的生命只有一次。生命失去生命之后，神总是会有审判。
But I'm telling you about a place that He has prepared for us, a place that we're going to be with Him until Jesus comes back.
但是我说到的就是有一个地方，他会给我们预备好，直到主耶稣再来的时候。
Do you believe that, Schwartz? I believe it with all my heart.
妈咪是全心全意的相信。
I'm looking forward to.
而且妈咪也很盼望。
Sometimes I get to thinking about all those that's gone before me.
妈咪有时候会想，她说之前她已经失去了很多。
Some of those dear ones that had so much to do with helping me and mentoring me and loving me.
她失去的这些亲人朋友之中，有些帮助她很多。
Oh, I believe it.
所以妈咪相信这一切。
So then, what happened, Sister Schwartz?
但是发生了什么事呢，妈咪？
There seems to be something else in the plan of God, so very real that He has worked, that He has planned.
神的计划好像有一些真的是很奇妙，让我们很真实的东西。
It seems like Paul talked about another intervention.
保罗似乎提到的就是 intervention.
Intervention. You know what that means?
Not really.
Intervention.
介入神的一些介入，神的干预。
And that intervention was a time when there's going to be a trumpet sound.
就是你将会听到号角吹响。
And the dead in Christ are going to rise.
然后那些在主里面去世的人都会要复活。
And those that are living are going to go with them into the air.
那些活着的人就会被提到空中去。
Now this seems to be different than what the angel said when Jesus went up.
这好像跟天使在耶稣升天的时候所说的不太一样。
The angel said, "There's coming a time when the same Jesus, in like manner, is coming again."
天使当时是这样说，他说会有一天耶稣就跟他现在升上天一样，他还会再下来。
Now the like manner means to come back to earth.
再回到地上来。
But Paul talks about a time when we're going to go meet him.
但是保罗所说的就是我们到天上去跟神见面，而不是神到地上来。
And we've called that the rapture.
我不是太被提，这就是我们说的被提。
So there we have now. There is coming a time. Hopefully, I'm just preaching what I feel God's word is telling me.
妈咪说她讲的只是她心里想
的。There's coming a time when the trumpet will sound, and you and I will go up to be with Him.
所以妈咪觉得说有一天号角响起的时候我们会被提跟到天上跟神再见面。
And that will be the time that God sends his, what shall I say, his tribulation, his terrible judgment on mankind.
那就是神审判世人的时候。
You know, I was thinking, I've often thought, because it says in there that there is going to be some people that's going to have a mark that is, they'll never be able to touch them or hurt them. They're going to be evangelists during that time. That's what he talks about.
我妈咪说在启示录中
From the children of Israel.
从以色列的众儿女之中有一些是他们身上带着这样的记号谁都没有法子伤害他们。
He said 1,200 from each tribe of Israel.
他说每一个他们这个支派里面都会有1200人。
144,000 evangelists during the tribulation.
所以在这个当时这大灾祸的时候是不是就有144,000人他会是神所拣选。
Now that always stumped me. I wonder, all of those from Jerusalem and Israel?
妈咪就是说、这些都是从耶路撒冷来的吗？
Then as I've been watching some of the ways that some of the kingdoms of the world has started and recognizing that all the people that were there at the Babel when he confounded the languages had to move out.
妈咪说到在创世纪里提到说造巴别塔是神把人的言语都打乱了这样人就开始在地上分散了。
And then we see another place where he talks aboutAll 10 tribes of Israel were lost to the world. They moved out and they don't know where they are.
我们也看到就是以色列的12个支派之中有10个支派都在世界上各处分散流离飘荡就找不着他们。
And then I thought, Lord, that's it. 144,000 who can trace their lineage back to Israel. Some of them in Asia, some of them in Europe, some in South America, all over the world, God is going to have those to try to tell them, hold on, don't give in to the Antichrist.
所以神是说到这十四万四千人实际上就是这些人的后裔他实际上他们都有以色列人的祖先所以他神跟他们讲的时候不要服从于敌基督要有你们的盼望。
After the tribulation, it tells us there'll be a tremendous battle.
在那之后他会有征战。
And in that battle, the ones that were the Antichrist and the beast and the prophet will be thrown into the lake of fire.
就是敌基督和他的那些先知们都会被扔进火湖里。
And Satan will go in and will be locked.
撒旦会被神给锁起来。
For 1,000 years.
会被神锁四千年。
Now that seems like there's another intervention.There's another thing coming. There's another thing planned.
好像这是神计划之中又一个神的干预。
And it seems that God said, "I will rule with a rod of iron."
好像羔羊是说，神说他要用。
And those that are left that have not taken the mark of the beast will rule with me. So for 1,000 years.
所以一千年以来，会有在一千年之中。
God is giving man a chance. Those that were not, that lived through the tribulation, that never became children of God, giving them a chance under Jesus to become children of God.
所以在这一千年之中，尽管是有大灾祸，但是神给了他的儿女们一个机会，就是他们还可以去认识神。
After that 1,000 years, you know what God's going to do?
在那一千年之后
，He's going to loosen Satan.
神就会把这个撒旦的这个。
And Satan once again will have power to tempt and a power to work in the hearts of men.
撒旦又会开始诱惑人，他又会有这样的力量去引诱人。
And do you know, even under the rule of Christ,
你知道吗？即使是在耶稣基督的掌控
，who is ruling with a hand of iron.
神是说他用铁腕来掌权的时候
，There will be millions that will join Satan to battle against God.
也会有成千上万的人会加入撒旦的大军来与神为敌。
That's the time that God says it's all over.
这就是神说一切都过去了的时候。
The world begins to pass away.
这个世界会要过去。
And a new earth and a new heaven is created by God.
新天新地，神要造一个新天新地。
And he said, there in that new earth,
在这个新天新地之中
you and I will dwell.
你和我就会住在这个新天新地里。
There I will come down to live with you.
主耶稣说我会下来跟你们同住。
Nothing about the third heaven or being way up where the throne is, no. He says, I will come to dwell with man. I will become the light of the world of man.
神说我会下来跟你们同住，他要成为你们。
Can you imagine what a new earth will be like?
你能想象一个新天新地是什么样的？
It's what God originally planned for man.
这是神最初对人的计划。
And once again, here He gives it to man.
又一次，他把这个新天新地给了人。
Because they were tried in the fire.
因为人已经经历了火湖的审判。
And came out as pure.
而且出来，经过这个试炼，火样的试炼出来，还是如金金一样。
You said, "Well, we worship all the time there."
你说我在那边会整天整天都是在敬拜。
No doubt, but we'll worship in such a way that what we eat, what we drink, what we do, what we create will be toward our God.
是这样，但是我们的敬拜是不见得是一种形式，而是我们无论做何事、吃什么东西，我们所做的一切都是。
Won't we be just like spirits playing harps and sitting on clouds? No.
我们会不会就像画上画的，总是在云端里，好像一个天使一样？
That's what literature in the movies tells us.
我们就谈那个真一样，这是我们所看到的画图画里面呀，或者电影里面是这样描述。
It's going to be tremendous activity.
也不是这样，但是
we are going to fulfill what God said in the beginning. We're going to be fruitful and multiply. We're going to be able with minds that are just tremendous.Be able to create and plan, and it's going to be wonderful.
但是那就是神最初对人设立的一些计划都会实现了。我们会有很多的一些活动，我们会有富有创造力，可以做出很多的事情。神所托付我们的都可以去做。
We will know each other.
我们会认识彼此，像认识大家吗
？Remember the mountain where Peter and James and John went up.
记得吗？耶稣在山上变相。
And they had this vision.
彼得、约翰和他们跟着耶稣一起上去。
And they immediately knew it was Moses.
他们看到一个形象出现，他们立刻认出来那是耶稣，那是摩西和以利亚。
They had never seen him. They've heard about him. They knew their stories, but they had never seen him. But oh, as soon as they saw, they knew him.
这三个门徒从来没有见过摩西和以利亚，但是一看到他们就认出来是摩西和以利亚。
Yes, we're going to know each other.
所以以后我们还会彼此都认识。
Someone said, "Will there be any food there? Or going to be plenty?"
有人问说，那在天国里有没有吃的东西啊？
哪里说有很
多
？He's actually going to start off with a banquet.
而且，但是
The marriage supper of the Lamb.
妈咪是说那边大家会跟主一同坐席。
Will there be animals there?
那边会不会有动物啊
？There was animals in the garden.
在乐园里是有动物的。
Isaiah said, "I saw the lamb and the lion lying down together."
以赛亚说，我见到羊羔和狮子同坐，
Jesus comes on a horse.
而且耶稣是骑着马来的。
I think that's as much of his creation because he knows the blend, the love that can be brought between animal and man.
所以妈咪说，天国里是有动物的，因为动物和人之间是很亲近，神就是这样造的。
Now, sometimes we call heaven.The New Jerusalem, but actually, it seems like the New Jerusalem will come down in the position that Jerusalem is now.
Mommy 说有时候我们把天国叫做新耶路撒冷
cover far many more miles than that.
但是新耶路撒冷会降下来，就在
But it's a place where he said the nations will come in to bring their gifts to God.
这圣经上也是说，这些世上的万国都会要来到新的耶路撒冷，带上他们的礼物
Where is the nations going to come from?
那这些万国从哪里来呢
？Because that's going to be our, that's going to be what we're going to do. We're going to be nations. We're going to have wonderful societies in the sense of loving God, worshiping God, and living together.
所以妈咪是说，在天国里实际上也有很多还有万国，这样万民都可以做讨神喜悦的事情。
So actually, heaven is a source of hope.
所以天国是我们的希望之源。
It has guidance and meaning for every believer.
它对每一个信耶稣、信主的人来说，它有它
的
是一个指南，也是有它的意义。
This is my home.
这就是我的家。
In Hebrews, we find out that this for Abraham it wasn't his home. We're pilgrims. We're strangers. We're traveling through this world. But heaven is our home.
因为在希伯来中书之中说到，我们在世上是客旅，是寄居的，这不是我们的家，但是天国是我们的家。
So what does it do for us today?
所以对我们今天来讲，这意味着
What does my belief and understanding and hope do for me?
我的这些，我的信仰，我的盼望，我就对我来说是有什么意义？
I know my future destination.
我知道我的未来的目标在哪里。
And that gives me strength in this life.
那就给了我力量，能够在这个世界上生活。
I can go through this because one of these days I'm going home.
我这一切的困难我都可以承受，因为有一天我会回家了。
I think of Johnny Erickson that was a paraplegic. From her neck down, she couldn't do anything.
有这么一个一个基督徒，他从脖子以下可能是就是。
I've seen her speak just a year or so, 2 years maybe ago.
妈咪大概两年前听到这个基督徒姐妹讲话。
She was not only in the wheelchair, but she was having excruciating pain from arthritis that has taken over.
这个姐妹是必须要在轮椅里坐着，但不止如此，她还有严重、极其严重的关节炎，所以非常疼痛。
So for most of her life, she couldn't move.
所以她一辈子都不怎么能动。
And now she's in utter pain in these last years. She's in her 60s out, in her years of her life.
但她现在60多岁了，她生命快完结的时候，她又有这么多的痛苦要忍受。
But her hope is in Jesus.
但是她的盼望是在耶稣身上。
She's looking forward to heaven.
她盼望着有一天去天国。
But she said something that I believe.
她说了一些什么话，我记住。
She'll be glad to get out of her wheelchair to be able to walk, but she said the greatest thing will be to see Jesus.
她说她从能够从轮椅上站起来，不再依靠轮椅，能够自由走动，当然好。但是
，And I'm glad that I have a hope and know there's more to life than this.
我感到高兴的是，我们这个生命不止如此，我们还可以有更好的生命，我们有盼望。
So heaven is not only our hope, it's our faith and our love.
天国不仅仅是一个盼望而已，它也是我们的信仰和我们的爱。
Heaven is a gift of love.
天国是神给我们的一个爱的礼物。
For God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever shall believe in him shall have everlasting life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭
亡，反得永生。Heaven is God's gift of love to us.
所以天国就是神给我们的一个爱的礼物。
I want to go.
我想要去。
I long to go.
我盼望着去天国。
But not everyone's going to go.
但是并不是每一个人都能去的。
Only the pure in heart.
只有那些心地守洁心清的人能去。
The 22nd and the 23rd verse, chapters of Revelation will tell you who's not going to get there.
在启示录中也说到为什么。
It's very plain.
有些人是无法去天国，他也。
And it goes through the murderers and the adulterers and these bad people with dirty thoughts, but then he comes to the place and all liars.
他在启示录中提到说那些犯了一些很严重的罪，奸淫罪了，杀人罪的这些人自然是不能去。但是神也特别提到那些撒谎的人也是不能去。
Maybe you're like the fellow in China that I wanted me to baptize him, and we were talking to him about sin.
也许你我在中国我们去短宣的时候见到一个中国的一个人想要让我。
Oh, he said, I don't have any sin. I'm not a sinner.
我就问他关于这个犯罪。
You see, he wasn't a thief. He wasn't a murderer. He wasn't an adulterer.
他说我。
He didn't have sin.
他说我没有罪，我没有犯过罪，我也没有杀过人。
So Dorothy asked him. She said, "Did you ever lie?"
所以许师母就问说你曾经撒过谎吗
？Oh, he said, "No, not unless I had to."
他说 No, 我没撒过谎，除非是我不得不撒谎的时候。
You see, this is the thing. God came up with something that seemingly is a national pastime.
所以神给我们提到的这个撒谎，就好像。对大部分人来说，这没有什么大不了的。
So it's not many that can be excused from that.
我们很多人可能都撒过谎，但是。
I'm being light at this, but the truth of the matter is.
但是这真理在这儿，神的意思是。
Unless you're born again.
除非你要重生得救。
And part of His kingdom.
而且成为他天国的一部分。
You cannot enjoy this beautiful gift of love.
你就无法享受神这个在。给你的这份爱的礼物
Shall we?
我们一起来祷告
Father, I trust that somehow the Holy Spirit has given some hunger for heaven
天父我相信你的圣灵已经让我们心中对天国有一种渴慕
I trust that some Lord will want to make sure they're going to heaven
我相信我们有些人心里是想我真的是希望有这个确据
Break down every barrier and every sin
Give us the gift of conviction for those that don't know. Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit will work in each one of our hearts.
That
we can sing about heaven and know that we have a place
there.
Lord, be with them.
主啊，就求你与他们同在。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.